Consistency, it is so important. You know, we have people listening to us and they hear us saying one thing and they hear us saying something else and they hear us making contradictory statements, you know, about the same thing. So, for instance, let's say when it comes down to sexual misconduct. Sexual misconduct is always bad. No matter who is initiating it, no matter who's perpetrating it, whether male or female, regardless of color, regardless of age, sexual misconduct is never good. Now, notice this. When Bill Clinton was running for president the first time, not for re-election, but his initial run for the presidency, he was accused of basically being a philanderer. He was accused of sexual misconduct. There were some politicians who accused him. There were some women who came forward and accused him. He was accused of sexual misconduct. And I'm using that phrase, sexual misconduct, as a broad umbrella of different kinds of sexual activity that are unacceptable. He was accused of sexual misconduct. And white evangelicals, many, not all, but many white evangelicals, particularly amongst leadership, had some very, very negative things to say about Bill Clinton. They did not want him to be president. As far as he was concerned, as far as they were concerned, he was not fit to be president. And check this out. Till death do us part. What God has put together, let no man put asunder. We are to value marriage. We are to value the person we married. We are to value our marriage vows. And think about this. When Hillary Clinton continued to support her husband, she did not support sexual misconduct. But she did continue to support her husband. Many accusations had not been proven. She stood by her husband. And there were white evangelical women, even in leadership positions. So we would hope they would have been seasoned with grace, able to give good feedback, good input about this situation. They actually castigated Hillary Clinton for supporting her husband. Now, again, this is before anything was proven. This is before anything was verified. Accusations had been made, and Hillary Clinton would not abandon her husband. And so women who were white evangelicals, Christians who we would hope would have had something positive to say about how she was honoring her, demonstrating her value of her marriage vows and the one whom she had married. That we would hope that they would have had something very positive and constructive to say about Hillary Clinton's decision to support her husband and not to abandon him. Instead, they let the entire world know they only had vicious, malicious statements for Hillary Clinton, for standing with her husband, not for supporting sexual misconduct, because she never supported sexual misconduct. During the accusation stages, she stayed with her husband. She supported him. Fast forward to Now, Donald Trump, for years, even before he began to run for the presidency, had been revealed to be an adulterer. And during his run for the presidency, accusations brought against him for sexual misconduct. He was known to be an adulterer before he ran. We heard him saying how he would grope women. And this was a practice. We heard him saying he would grope people and grope women, and because he was rich, he could do it and get away with it. And white evangelical women supported him. They made excuses for his bad behavior. Hillary Clinton did not make excuses for her husband's bad behavior, whether it was Jennifer Jones, anyone else who brought accusations against him, Monica Lewinsky. She never made excuses for her husband's bad behavior. And it was rare to hear people who were not evangelical making excuses for Bill Clinton's bad behavior. And that's critical. That is significant, ladies and gentlemen. Think back on it. How often did you hear people who were Christians but not evangelical make excuses for Bill Clinton's bad behavior? Monica Lewinsky, anything else? When it comes to sexual misconduct, how many people said, oh, it's no big deal? How many people said, well, listen, and they came up with ways to minimize the unacceptable behavior? And that's exactly what white evangelicals are doing, including white evangelical leaders, people who have national leadership positions. They make excuses for Donald Trump, and they even minimize, oh, well, he's a newborn Christian. We have to give him time to grow. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what a person's religious position is. Sexual misconduct is sexual misconduct. And no one should be given a pass, period. And to use the lame excuse that he's just born again, he's going to be doing some things that are, this is before he was born again. All these excuses are lame excuses. They speak to the inconsistency, the contradictions, the hypocrisy of people who are willing, ready and willing to make excuses for someone who they consider to be in their camp, and castigate someone else who has done the same thing who is not in their camp. How does God respond to all of that? Does God say, hey, you know what? I see reasons that we can really, really throw the book at Bill Clinton. But when it comes to Donald Trump, the adultery he committed before you evangelicals got with him, and you say you prayed with him and he's born again now, we can make excuses and actually minimize. We can even justify the adulteries that he committed. All that other sexual misconduct that he's been accused of, we can make excuses for that too. But we can't do that for Bill Clinton. God is not inconsistent like that. God does not contradict himself like that. And he really doesn't want his people to contradict ourselves like that. We actually put the Bible in a bad light, and we put God in a bad light when we're inconsistent like that. Even when you have white evangelicals siding with other people who support laws that make it harder for black people to continue to vote. White evangelicals joining other white members of the community who support laws that make it more and more difficult for poor people, and especially poor black people, to survive. White evangelicals joining other white people to push for the support of presidential candidates who they feel confident will stack the courts with judges who they believe will fight for injustice, who will fight to be unfair to people of color when it comes to issues of the law and crime. Even though they're joining forces to push for these similar agendas, we need to realize there are reasons that the society in general is getting more and more to the point where they have little to no interest in hearing the moral stance, what the Bible says about certain issues, what Christians have to say about certain issues, because so many people who say they're Christians feel and think like people who are not Christians. The significance of religious consistency is critical. All the negative impacts we have in so many people in the Christian community, people in the church-going community, expressing so much dismay over the fact that so many people in the non-Christian sector of our society don't want to hear from the Christians, don't value what Christians have to say. Well, Christians, the church-going leaders and others are demonstrating that they don't value their own word. Oh, we're Christians and we love everyone. And people who are not Christians are smart enough to realize that if the folks who are Christians really love the way they say they do, they wouldn't be taking these dark positions that they take. And so you have these Christians who say, I love. They know Christians clap their hands and say, amen, amen. When the scriptures read, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then they see how so many churchgoers treat other people. And they say they don't love. They claim they do, but it's obvious that they don't. And they realize so many churchgoers do not value their own word. And so quite naturally, and this makes sense to me, the non-Christians don't value their word either. And since they don't value their word, they don't want to hear what they have to say. Unfortunately, though, the bigger problem is as they listen to the people who are inconsistent and decide that they no longer want to hear what they have to say, they often also decide that they don't want to hear from the people who are not inconsistent.